Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. How are you? This is Cordell Potts Jr. for Solar Records Radio. Much love to you guys. God bless you. I hope you are well. And just remember, it's not what you got, but it's how you use it, by Miss Carrie Lucas here on Solar Records Radio. Much love to Tracy and her daughter, Layla. What's happening, my friends from the UK? Much love. Thank you guys so much for hanging out with us again. We appreciate you and we love you. And thank you for loving our music that we did back in the 70s and the 80s for Solar Records and on and on. So today we are going to be talking about those times when we went to Los Angeles. For me and a lot of us came from different parts of the country and got together, and we created the sound of Los Angeles Records. And thanks to Mr. Dick Griffey for blessing all of us with that opportunity. And so we just want to make sure that we just show love to all the people that was a part of this wonderful time in music history where we created this sound. And it was so much fun when we were in the studio in the beginning, and just, you know, allowing Leon Silvers to guide us with his musical genius. Can you imagine having all these people, all this talent, and you have to be the one that's telling them, okay, do this, do that, do this. And then at the end of the day, when you deliver the goods, you hope that the boss agreed with your decision making. And fortunately for Leon Silvers, Mr. Griffey loved what he was turning in. And not only did Mr. Griffey love what Leon was turning in, but the whole world did. And it was just an amazing opportunity for all of us to continue to grow and do more. And so today we're just going to go down memory lane, playing some of those great songs. And like you hear the song in the background, with Carrie Lucas, who was married to Mr. Griffey, and she was an artist, and we had a great time working with her as well. And so we want to just continue to keep the legacy alive, the Solar legacy alive, because it's really important to us as writers, musicians, and artists to keep this legacy alive. As you guys may know, I come from the group Dynasty. Dynasty was really fortunate in the sense that Leon Silvers was a part of our group as well. So we had we were like locked in with Leon, and especially me. I was really locked in with him because I was the drummer as he was the bass player. And so we had to lock that groove together and create a foundation that you guys could groove to and enjoy. And so fortunately, I learned from Leon what pocket was. And once he taught me pocket, I never let it go. And we did exactly that. We made grooves with so many songs that you guys really loved and enjoyed. And thank you so much for loving our music and supporting us and blessing us. And so today, like I said, I'm going to play this music for you, and we're going to have a good time going down memory lane together. We love you here at Solar Records Radio. And for those of you who don't know Dynasty, I'm going to start this block off with Dynasty, okay? And thank you so much for taking the time out to listen, hang out with us, and do this thing with us, all right? So with that being said, I want to give a shout out also to all the listeners around the world. God bless you guys. Thank you to my friends in South Africa, to my friends in Brazil, to my friends in the UK. Thank you to Greg. Thank you to Astrid. Thank you to Kimberly. Thank you to Julian. And speaking of Julian, she informed me that we just lost another amazing artist who was the original singer with the Whispers before LaBelle DeGree became a part of the group. And we just want to just, you know, take our hats off and send our sincere condolences to his family. And that is Gordy Harmon. So Gordy Harmon was the original singer with the Whispers. And then he got into a car accident and things kind of went south with his voice. And he wasn't able to sing anymore. And so that's when they had to find another singer. And they had this whole story. And LaBelle came on and told us the story and how hard it was for him to make the group. But eventually he did make the group. And it was amazing. You know, it's been, I mean, 40-something years for him. And so, and they've been together for like about almost 50 years now. So, but anyway, so let's get going here on Soul Eye Records Radio. Wardell Potts Jr., Don Fleming will be in and on the bottom of the hour, I believe. So, but in the meantime, we're going to just have some fun going down memory lane together. Oh, man, this is crazy. This is crazy because it's Friday. We're going to kick off the Solar Weekend together, and we're going to have a good time together here on Solar Records Radio. So let's get going. Let's get going.
I played it by the rules.
That was a song that I wrote called I'm Falling for Your Love. And, you know, we were doing things. We were busy. We were moving around. And the Silvers, you know, that song right there, that was at the very end of our run with Solar, as we all had decided to go separate ways, including Mr. Griffey, as he decided to start distribution company. And so everyone was moving forward, but we was like, the Silvers, man, we need to do a record on the Silvers. And so finally they got it together. And you guys, you know, go and check out that record, because it's called Concept. And the album is the Concept album. You should go and get it, because there's some really good music on there that didn't get promoted. It didn't get the promotion it should have gotten, because everything was coming to an end, unfortunately. And it was like we didn't have to come to an end, but you know, the boss, when if he's saying we're coming to an end, we're coming to an end, right? And so it is what it is. And so it ended, unfortunately, for us. And so, but the Silver's record is really good. So please do yourself a favor and purchase that album. It's really a good album. I think you're really, really going to like it. All right, guys. So anyway, so as we went on from the beginning to the end, the days were getting sweeter as they were going by. We were just enjoying one another. It was such a wonderful opportunity to meet new people in our lives as we were chasing our dreams and being blessed by our instruments that were giving back what we were putting into them. And not only were they giving back, but they got the attention of people like Leon Silvers and Dick Griffey that gave us the opportunity to apply our gifts to the sound of Solar Records. And so there was a, in the very beginning, there was a few of us that were doing most of the records, and we got a name, and the name of us was called the Throwdown Brothers, which was featuring Leon Silvers at the helm, Ricky Smith, Kevin Spencer, Dana Myers, myself, Wardell Potts Jr., Stephen Shockley from Lakeside, and Richard Randolph. But I don't want to leave out Ernest Pepper Reed. Ernest Pepper Reed was there too, but he passed away in the very beginning. And so, well, it shouldn't say in the beginning, but he passed away. He came in later. Steve Shockley started it off with us, and then Pepper Reed came in at the end of the run that we was doing with Steve Shockley. And so we were really blessed. Steve Shockley is actually the one that named us the Throwdown Brothers. And we were really fortunate to have this group of talent, William Shelby also. And we were so fortunate to have this group of people that was constantly there giving their time, giving their talent, doing whatever. We were the seasonings in the kitchen that Leon Silvers needed to create this sound, and people were loving it. And we started off with, you know, just a great run, and we just kept on running, and we kept on being blessed by, you know, the songs that were being created. And we were just having a great time. We were loving on each other. We were going out and partying together. When I say partying, not like clubs, but restaurants. We go to restaurants and eat and laugh, and we would even go to movies together. We weren't like club people, but we did go to the clubs. And when we went to the clubs, it was to listen to our music before it was released, to hear what it sounded like when it got to the club. And so, and then we talk about clubs around the world. So there was a specific club that we went to that was closed by the studio. And Leon would go and say, come on, we're going to go over there and check it out and see what it sounds like. And we would go, and we just, the people just dancing to whatever the hits were. And then they pop that on. It's like something new. They didn't even know what it was. It was a mystery. It was like, whoa. And they kept dancing. And they enjoyed it. We were like, yes, this is it, this is it, this is it. We did good. And so, you know, and so the DJs were so kind. And we really appreciate them, you know, taking our music and just taking those chances and letting us have the opportunity to, you know, just see what the responses were to from the people that were on the dance floor, that would they would tell us without even knowing that they were telling us, you know, their feelings about our music. So anyway, I want to keep going here on Solar Records Radio. And, you know, this is really fun, man, for me. I hope you guys are enjoying the music and the stories. I mean, there's so much going on. We're going to talk about some other things that Greg had brought up, and he posted the article in the system. So as soon, I know Don Fleming wants to talk about it. So when Don comes on, we're going to get right to the story and stuff. And so, but it's just, it's just it's beautiful to reminisce and go down this road. I'm gonna play you the first song I ever recorded professionally. The first song I ever recorded professionally, and it really blessed me. And I want to thank all of the people: Leon Silvers, Dick Griffey, Solar, all the people in part of Solar, and Shalimar, and you know, Shalimar, Howard Hewitt, and I joined the group at the same time. What I mean by join the group, he actually joined the group, but I became the drummer at the time for the recording. My buddy Don Newton was the live drummer. And so I was playing drums in the studio, you know, with Leon Silvers on these records. And then we started writing the stuff as well as we were developing as we should, you know, just constantly in the studio. And so, but anyway, this is the very, very first song I ever recorded professionally. And I was a nervous wreck. Thank you. My. You know, what an amazing and great song. I just can't get enough of what Solar did. There was so many great songs, and they were just putting them down, right? And it's just, think about it. I mean, hit after hit, and, you know, you could go onto the radio, and they were there. And I say there, we were there, Solar there, and we were doing our thing, and we were being blessed because the artists kept on putting out hits left and right, and it was great. It was a wonderful time to be an artist on Solar. It was a wonderful time to be a musician songwriter for Solar at the time. And obviously it was an amazing time to be Mr. Leon Silvers, the producer. And so Leon Silvers was the producer. Leon Silvers, as a producer, is the one that launched Solar Records with his production skills. He, and he alone, is responsible when it comes down to creating the music, producing the music, mixing and mastering the music. It's all Leon Silvers. Straight up. I have to be very honest about it. I mean, that's what it was from the very beginning. And he really did an amazing job in launching Solar Records. And we can't take that away from him. You just can't take it away from him. And the credits won't even tell you, because it's so deep. There was so much stuff that was going on when Leon had to do what he had to do as a businessman. So we were just in that studio, and he was working his heart out, sweating blood, sweat, and tears. I mean, he was a busy man, and he was doing what he had to do to make this company do what it did. And so I'm so proud of him, and I appreciate him. There's so much more that meets the eye. I mean, there's so much more that was happening. And so, but being there with him, right by his side, and supporting him through it all, I just want to say thank you, Leon. Thank you for blessing us and giving us great music and giving Solar the jump start it needed. You know, Babyface in L.A. came in later, but Leon had to carry the torch initially by himself, and he did it, and he did it well. And so, you know, I mean, it's I just want to say, you know, to come into a situation that's already moving and grooving, and everyone already loves you and appreciates you, and so when you put something out again, they're like, yeah. But to start from scratch and have no one know who you are in terms of the company and some of the artists, they had no idea who they were, and to build that up, to have the muscles, the digital muscles that Leon had musically, to build that up and to launch that. That's some weight carrying right there. You had to have muscles of creativity to carry that load and make it happen. And he did. And he did. And so that's different than somebody else just coming in after you done lifted, you know, you picked it up and you created it and you launched it and people loved it. And now others coming and just taking that and running with it. And it's okay. That's good. You can run. I'm glad you were able to run with it, but you have to give credit to the person that actually made it into what it was. And that's our brother, Leon Silvers. And so thank you, Leon, for, you know, working so hard and giving your blood, sweat, and tears. I can't take that away from him. And no one should ever try to take that away from him, because that was a lot of work. And that was hard. And he put everything on the line for it. Everything on the line. So thank you. Thank you, Leon. We love you. and we appreciate you, brother. And so, but anyway, guys, I want to say thank you so much for tuning in. And Don should be here shortly, and we'll get going with whatever him and Greg has put together. Yeah, Greg. And we'll get going on that. But in the meantime, I'm doing my thing. I love what the opportunity that I have, and that is just to, you know, to share with you guys and do this thing about Solar Records. And because Solar Records was a wonderful gift and opportunity for so many of us. And this group right here that I'm going to bring to you next, an amazing group. And this song is one of my favorite songs. And you guys know that if you listen to my shows, because I love these guys. They did such an amazing job. And my friend Dana Myers and William Zimmerman were producers and helped them to, you know, get it to a certain level. But Larry White was driving it. So much love to Larry White from Collage. And so here we go on Solar Records Radio. Juliet. Romeo. Where's Juliet?
Yeah.
good. It's so good here at Solar Records Radio. This is Wardell Potts, and we want to keep it moving.
Your body.
so much fun on the stage performing that song in the socket. It was so much fun. It was so much energy. I remember being at Disneyland with Shalimar and playing that song, and man, the kids were going crazy. It was an amazing moment, and it was so much fun. And that energy, every time we played that song, wherever we, when we were on tour, it was great and it was fun. But I got the chance to not play drums, but play percussions and congas and timbales and do all the solos inside of that. And that was great, great, great fun for me. Listen, guys, I want to tell you something else. This next song I want to play you, this is a combination of The Whispers and The Beat Goes On and Dynasty Groove Control. Now, people were comparing those two songs together. They said, this is Dynasty's version of And the Beat Goes On, which was Groove Control. They call it Dynasty's version of And the Beat Goes On. So I'm going to let you hear this mix of Dynasty and The Whispers on And the Beat Goes On simultaneously. Check it out.
Yeah.
Lord have mercy. Wow, you know, that is an interesting, very interesting. That song, how they took our songs and combined them. Dynasty, Groove Control, and then you have the Whispers and the Beat Goes On. You know, for me, I am so blessed because that's me playing drums on both of those songs. I wish I wrote both of them.
That's a nice match.
That is really cool. Somebody was clever enough to figure that out. And it's like they almost called us out, Tracy. Uh-oh, did I say Tracy? Sorry about that. Anyway, they almost called us out and put us together. Like they're like, okay, listen, Dynasty, the Whispers, y'all kind of sound the same. And so they took it and put it together because we are the same. We are the same people. Lakeside Dynasty, mm-hmm. Shalimar is the same group, just different voices. Lakeside Dynasty and Shalimar is the same, not Lakeside, the Whispers and Shalimar and Dynasty is the same. And the same with Kerry Lucas is the same. It's just different voices, but we all did the music. So, but it's so much fun, man, to hear people when they can, their version, their ideas of what they think about what we did. I am so blessed because of it. So thank you. That's why I had to download it. I was like, wow, they put that on my page yesterday, and I was really, really excited about it. I was like, man, you guys, yeah, y'all, you know, hey, Rachel. What's up, girl? Much love to our friends over in the UK, and I'm just reaching out, man. I'm feeling good. I'm enjoying this music. It has blessed me. We have about 39 minutes left in the show. Don Fleming has showed up. What's on your heart, my brother?
Hi, I'm good. I'm here. I'm doing something very few men do. At my age, is I cut my own hair without it being bald or whatever. You know, everybody shaved their head, but trying to cut it in the shape. And I still have hair, God willing. I cut my own hair. So when you called me, you heard the clippers in the background. So I didn't want to be on the air with something buzzing and people like, well, what is that? Go ahead.
I'm just saying, I'm so irritated because I love to have someone else do my hair. I love it. Greg, I can't wait to get over there. Greg's going to cut my hair, and I'm going to fall asleep in the chair. Tracy, you and Rachel, do y'all fall asleep when Greg's doing your hair? It's like ridiculous. I mean, it is such a wonderful feeling when because you feel like someone's taking care of you. It's like, this is what I need, and you're doing it for me. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And then you relax in the moment. I just like Don, I cut my own hair right now because I can't find, in Texas, I have not been able to find a barber. So I take care of myself, but I can't wait until I can find someone or come to the UK and get Greg to cut my hair if there's anything left by the time I get there. I'm getting old. My hair's growing slower. It's like, come on. So, but
man,
anyway.
You know what? Speaking of Greg, he has posted. He has posted a few things. He posts a lot of great stuff, a lot of historical stuff. And I know, you know, you're a humble man, and I don't want to really just get into, seriously, I don't want to get into. You know, you pretty much just bragging about yourself. But I think the fact of the matter remains is he showed all of these historic charts and all of these UK soul charts from 79 and then from 82 and I think 83. And to think there's at least two or three Solar songs on, you know, whatever week of that year, there's some solo artist there. There's a Solar artist there. And they're around all of these other contemporaries, like the Michael Jacksons and the, you know, I think Prince's 1999 album and that came out in 82. And so a lot of historical things, man. And again, I know, you know, you don't brag. I get that. I think it's just a testament to who you are. But man, the question is, and this is my question. I mean, how does that make you feel, I guess, internally? I know there's got to be a sense of pride, and I don't want to take the words from you, but tell me, when you look at those, if you get a chance to read those shorts, or even now, when you look at it from an archival viewpoint, how do you feel when you see, you know, you see these solar artists on these charts, not only in the U.S., but in the U.K., and making this impactful music with the Michael Jacksons and the, you know, the Princes and the Stephanie Mills and you know, Imagination, groups like that. I mean, what? How do you feel, man? Just be honest with
me. Well, you know, I that's a
here
lot.
Here you go, y'all. Here you go.
That's a lot, and but, you know, I just first of all have to say thank you to Greg for, you know, finding this information and then, you know, putting it together.
It is a lot. So let me apologize to you, because it is kind of a loaded question. But the fact of the matter, and I'm excited when I do mention these things to you, I get excited. Mm-hmm. So sometimes, you know, I get these loaded questions. But to simplify it, if I can, how does it feel just seeing these archives, these pictures, and does it take you back to a place? Again, I think I know your answer, but I don't want to take the answer away from you and giving your own viewpoint of it.
Okay. Well, it is truly, it was unexpected. So it kind of caught me off guard, and it blesses me, and I'm grateful. I'm grateful that all this stuff was happening in the UK, and I love the UK, and I love the people in the UK, and so for me, it just makes me, you know. Okay, so listen, this is the deal. This is the real deal. Like, I'm from Philadelphia. That's right. I'm from Philadelphia, and so for the longest time, I, you know, my heart is like, I want the people in Philadelphia to be happy that, you know, one of theirs went to the City of Angels, which is Los Angeles, and participated in the Sounds of Los Angeles Records. And I want them to be happy about that. But the UK has done something that's even more. They show it. They do it. I mean, it's on their charts, you know, and and so back then, I had no idea that they felt, you know, so good about what we did. And to be able to see it years later, it's like, it's almost like God saying, this is who you are. This is what you did. And these are the people who enjoy what I blessed you with. What are your thoughts? And it's like, oh my God, my thoughts are those people are amazing, and I want to go hang out with them. I want to go over to the UK. I want to just be there. And I've been saying that for the longest, because I really want to go back. I enjoyed it when I was there and performed there with Dynasty. It was an amazing time. The people really enjoyed the music. So I know from my heart of hearts that they really enjoy the music that we do, aren't not just solar, but just good R&B music. They love it. They really support it. And so, and I know for a fact, because when we went there and we had such an amazing time there, like, I was like, this is what it is. This is where, you know, what it's all about. And I want to come back. And, you know, I think we were there for about 2 weeks, and we had such a great time. And we were going back and forth to Amsterdam and London and a couple of other places that we went. And everything to me, I was so young, it was like, I can't remember all the names of the cities, but I remember the love that we got when we were there. And so I just want to say to the people in London, thank you. The people, you know, just overseas, thank you so much in Amsterdam. Thank you, thank you, thank you for loving our music. We didn't know that you would love it so much. We just did it because that was what was put inside of us. And we put it out there, and you guys loved it. And thank you for loving it. We appreciate you and love you. So those are my words, Don.
Was that so bad?
Not so bad.
Was that so bad for you to say that?
Yes.
No. Seriously, I think, again, and you brought up something. Let me, because it's fresh on my mind, and you mentioned it, you know, of course, you know, you're a Philly boy and everything. And the fact that I want to ask this, and again, this is totally from left field. What made you, what, and I'm sure Philly showed you love even after the fact, but I'm just thinking to myself, how come Gambling Huff didn't snatch you up when you were there? And it's always, I'm sure it's a simplistic answer to that. But, you know, it's kind of almost rhetorical, but if you want to answer it, please do.
Well, but, you know, I didn't have – when I was there, I was into jazz. I was a progressive jazz musician. And so I was not chasing R&B. I wasn't chasing all of the amazing acts that were there, like Blue Magic and Stylistics. I mean, I loved their songs, and it was good to catch a girl. You know, I was only a young teenager, but my goal was to be the best jazz drummer, and so I was going after that. And I knew it was going to be very difficult for me to become the best jazz drummer in Philadelphia, because we had so many amazing jazz drummers in Philadelphia. And but I was chasing it regardless. Cornell Rochester, who lived around the corner from me, is an amazing jazz drummer. And I was chasing him. I was like, I'm not going to let you outdo me, buddy. But, you know, I love Cornell, and he loves me. We're really close. And, you know, we don't even have to see each other or talk to each other to be close. But we know our hearts were in the same place, and that's chasing the drums. And, you know, and so, so Gambling Huff was not anything that was on my radar. I was not chasing them. I was chasing jazz. I was after the jazz, and I was going for it, but God had a different plan for me. And, and Tony Westcott, rest in peace, was the guy that redirected me, that God used to redirect me into R&B, and set me up with Leon Silvers and had me go out to California and audition for Solar. Well, Leon Silvers, not really even, it was Dynasty I went to audition for, but because Leon was the producer for Solar, he pulled me in. And we started doing everything for Solar. So it just was one of the things, like, no matter what your plan is, whatever God's plan is, that's where it's going. Right?
So it all worked out in the end.
Exactly.
It all worked out in the end.
This is the thing, Don. The sad part is that I still, you know, jazz, I still love it. And I feel like I abandoned it. I let it go. I wish that I could play that stuff, but, you know, once you leave jazz, you know, your chops, they change, you know. And I went to becoming a pocket drummer as opposed to a jazz drummer, you know. And so pocket is just for people to be able to dance and groove and have a good time, whereas the jazz pocket is a different groove altogether. And that's for people that are older, in their 40s, 50s, 60s, you know, 70s. They like, you sit down and enjoy it and listen to it. And that's where I really wanted to go. But for the younger crowd, they're like, you got to give me that beat. Give me that, you know, that 2-4. I need it. I need it. I need it. And so that's where I went to. And it was a blessing for me. It blessed my life. It blessed, you know, my family. And I'm grateful. But I have to say to the UK, you guys are awesome. And I love you guys.
You probably. Yeah, man, I love them too. Again, and I wanted to ask this, and I know we're going to get back into some music, because, of course, we're celebrating the legacy. And the good thing is that we're having these conversations and we play music from this label. So I wanted to kind of continue. And I know you probably mentioned this before, but chalk it up to my old age, man. But I wanted for the listeners to answer. Have you ever, when you went back home, and I love the Kashif story and things like that. Have you ever gotten a chance to meet Gambling Huff or the late great Tom Bell or Bonnie Sigler or Linda Creed or any one of them, or just when you got back to Philly?
Well, Solar Records Radio has been really blessed because I wasn't able to meet those guys, but Gamble came on to our radio show and we interviewed
Kenny Gamble. Okay.
Kenny Gamble. Yeah. So we had a wonderful interview with Kenny Gamble. And he shared that it was Motown that he was chasing after, you know? And so I could see the pattern, you know, that we all are chasing after something, you know? And so as he was chasing after Motown and became Philly International, Leon Silvers was chasing after Motown and became Solar, you know, and he loved the stuff that came to Philly International. And all the songs that we were playing, recording, when I was recording with Leon, I could only hear the Philadelphia music because that I was a product of my environment. And that I heard over and over, the sound of Philadelphia. And so as I'm playing and the beat goes on, I'm thinking about Ain't No Stopping Us Now. While I'm recording it, I'm thinking about, you know, the drum fills on Ain't No Stopping Us Now and how that felt. And so in all my music, it was all about being a product of my environment. So I'm grateful for Philly International, Gamble and Huff, how they blessed me, but it was an indirect blessing because I heard what I heard and it stayed inside my spirit. And as I was recording for Solar, Gamble and Huff was right there.
And I think, you know, and first of all, he was on Solar Records Radio. I'm a little jealous because I guess I wasn't here at the time. We'll talk about that later. But no, man, to have an icon like that on the show, and I'm assuming that he watched your career also, just as you watched theirs and idolized theirs. They were watching us just like with Denise Williams. I think good music is going to – there's going to be that ear to good music. It doesn't matter where they are. And I think, you know, the fact that you are a hometown kid, you know, I'm assuming his eyes lit up just the same as how you adored him.
Okay. I switched microphones because I was told by Greg that I'm breaking up. So.
Oh, no. Do you want me to repeat that?
What you say, Don?
No, I was saying that, you know, we talk about, again, we talk about the music, we talk about all of the interviews we had, and, you know, we talk about how our contemporaries hear each other. You know, it doesn't matter if it's, you have an ear for good music, someone's going to hear you no matter where they are. And I think the fact that I'm assuming that since you idolized what they were doing in Philadelphia, I have the strongest feeling that they were listening to you guys and watching your careers on the West Coast, and you being a Philly boy, a hometown boy, I'm sure his face lit up just the same and his pride.
You know, it's amazing that others, but I understand now, as you know, I'm an older gentleman, but I understand that we are all fans of each other. You know, people that get the opportunity to make a difference, we are all watching them, and we're watching each other. And so a lot of times we don't think people are watching us, but they're watching us, and they hear us and they see us. And when they tell us, man, that was great what you did, I'm like, what? You saw that? Yeah. You know, and so it's surreal pretty much when I think about everything that has happened in the last 40-something years. Wow.
Just saying that is surreal.
That makes me old. Gee.
We got a little over 20 minutes left, man. Let's get to some music, and then we can come back and close this out and whatnot. People want to hear some more solo. I know I talked you to death and everything, and I'm glad you brought these things up, man. Let's get into some music if it's okay with you. To clear your head.
And I just want Tracy and Rachel to know that at the very end of the show, before we close out, we're going to bless you with a song. Because we appreciate you guys. So, Don, do you want to play something or do you want me to play something?
Man, knock it out the park. This is your world today.
Okay. All right. So, listen, I want to play something. And once again, I want to thank UK for blessing us because of them, our record went number 2 over the UK. So here is Dynasty, I Can Tell, on Solar Records Radio.
Feeling
Awesome. Hey, guys. Thank you so much for blessing us and being hanging out with us today here on Solar Records Radio. So I want to just say, this is Wardell Potts Jr., and I just want to say two best friends and friends from the college over there in the UK. Uh-oh, are we talking about my girls again? Lord have mercy. Much love to you guys. Tracy and Rachel, I just want to say thank you, ladies, for hanging out with us tonight and being a blessing and loving on my friend Greg. We really appreciate you guys so much. So with that being said, we want to dedicate this next song to you guys because you guys are so awesome and amazing. So much love. And when we get there to the UK, you got to meet us over at Greg's shop because we're going to hang out. We're going to have fun. We're going to have good food and good music. All right? So come over. Make sure you're there. God is good and he's faithful. And he loves good people. So thank you guys for being good friends, best friends, and loving on each other and being there for each other because we all need somebody to be in our corner. And so thank God for good friends, right, and best friends. All right, here you go, here you go, here you go. I just want to say thank you. God. You know, I got emotional because it means so much to me. Just thinking about how my best friend, who's gone now, how much he blessed me. And so you guys have each other, loving each other like you do. Keep on loving on each other. And thank you for hanging out with us here at Solar Records Radio. We appreciate that kind of love for each other. Rachel, Tracy, God bless you guys and enjoy.
All right, all right. Tracy, Rachel, much love to you guys. Don Fleming, we're up and out of here.
All right. Hey, man, have a great weekend. We'll see you guys tomorrow.
I'm going to switch mics. And thank you guys so much for tuning in, hanging out with us today. We'll see you tomorrow. Solar Wants to Dance, 2 p.m. Eastern Standard. Much love to you guys. Take care. Thanks, Don. Thanks, Greg. Thanks, Phoenix.
Have a good one.
Thanks, Astrid. Thanks to the whole team. We appreciate all you guys. Good night. I'm going to leave you with one of my songs. I love you guys. See you later, Greg. Don. Later, guys. Bye, Tracy. Bye, Rachel.